There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternity's on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Well, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for the beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
I got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up?
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, this is Dustin.
And this is Seth.
And we are Drunk at the movies. Brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. Well, we're continuing the summertime movie theme, and when I think of summer, I think of my days as a youth playing sports, and baseball being my favorite sport, The Sandlot is a movie near and dear to my heart that just encapsulates just summertime as a youth. It also takes place around the 4th of July, yeah. So it's timely as well.
It's a perfect nostalgia movie. It's a perfect summer movie. It's a perfect middle of summer movie. So it's the timing is perfect.
Yeah. So we are going to watch The Sandlot today, and this episode's going to be a little different. We're going to have a special guest with us, and we are going to attempt the first ever PG version of Drunk at the Movies. Slightly inebriated at the movies, yes. Perhaps.
Yes, tipsy at the movies.
Yes, tipsy at the movies. And my son Jackson will be joining us for this episode. He's done podcasting before, but not on any of the drinking shows. So he's going to join us and talk through the movie, which he is a pro at doing anyways. So.
Will this be his first drink, or will he be partaking?
He goes to his dad's every other weekend. I'm not really sure what goes on over there, so I can only speculate. But no, we got him some premium craft root beer to enjoy while Seth and I drink some good stuff from Bearded Owl. And what are we drinking, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. It's called the Role Play. I was trying to find something that could work with baseball. It's not a perfect fit, but it says play, double play, triple play, play ball.
We should have saved it for 50 Shades of Grey.
Right. That would be a fun one to make fun of.
I'm not going to watch that movie with you.
Okay. I guess I'll just record that as a solo episode. 5.4%. It is a pale ale. This is a recently tapped one as of recording. It is strawberry and vanilla pale ale with a complement of Belma hops. The flavor profile you're going to get is, of course, strawberry, vanilla, malty, and hoppy. And as I said, it is a relatively new beer added to the lineup at Bearded Owl. There is a lot of new stuff coming out. We try to feature as many of them as possible. They have a board up on the wall that says, you know, coming soon. They have their sneak previews. They've got a New England IPA getting ready to come out. They've got Mike Tyson's voice is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of old favorites and also some new ones coming. So make sure you go out to Bearded Owl, check it out, and get a flight. Try them all, you know, and tip the wait staff.
Yeah.
You know, they do good work. And who else does good work is the singers of our opening credits song. We usually give you guys a song to enjoy while you locate your copy of The Sandlot, so that way you can watch along with us. And this band is an old favorite of mine. I've seen them in concert many times. Dropkick Murphys. They also make me think of the summer because I usually see them at music festivals, which is a summertime thing. So Dropkick Murphys off of their album 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. This is Sandlot here on Drunk at the Movies. And that was Dropkick Murphys with Sandlot. And now joining us at the table is our very special guest for this episode, Mr. Jackson. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, have you done any of these podcasts before?
No. I've only done Disney.
Yeah, Dishing Disney. You did that one last summer after our Walt Disney World vacation.
Yes.
And you take credit for all the downloads that episode gets, correct?
Yeah.
So, given that, this should be a very popular episode, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's our first PG episode.
It is.
So, it's a big deal. The right guest.
Anybody can listen to this. You can tell all your camp counselors and your friends that you're on a show called Drunk at the Movies, and you're going to watch The Sandlot. Think that'll go over well?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to start the movie here. Hopefully you guys located your copy of The Sandlot and hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right. So, I don't know about you, Seth, but this is a movie I saw. I did not see it at the theater, but I saw it many times once it came out on video.
Yeah, same here.
And I can pretty much recite the film at this point.
I don't remember if it was Showtime or if it was HBO, but one of the premium cable channels played it over and over the summer before my, I think it was 7th grade year. And even though I didn't grow up following baseball, I played it a lot, but I was never a fan to the point that these kids were. But mm-hmm. I watched the movie over and over because it's just a perfect coming-of-age movie.
Yeah. Came out April 7th, 1993. Written by David Mickey Evans. He actually had done one movie before this that
was
Radio Flyer? Yes. Radio Flyer, a movie starring Elijah Wood and the kid from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And it's about child abuse.
Who is now the adult in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, he played John Deacon.
Yeah.
So, Jackson, you got, what are you drinking there?
Root beer.
Yeah, who's it by? Who made it?
Premium.
Premium?
Yeah.
Only the best for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when did you see The Sandlot for the first time, Jackson?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
A little bit after our trip from Disney, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
So about a year ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a little exposition here, much like Christmas Story.
Yeah.
We have a constant narrator.
Or Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah, that too. This is PG, though. So.
Oh, right, right. You'll have to remind me multiple times throughout the movie.
Yeah, you can't make as many De Niro references.
All right.
He became a legend. 30 years later, a kid named Benjamin Franklin Rodriguez became a neighborhood legend. It was in the greatest.
So they got just enough kids to make a full lineup. Nine of them.
My best friend.
When they shot this, the director introduced the kids who play Smalls and Benny months before. I think a couple of months before they met the rest of the cast. He wanted them to have a unique relationship.
Yeah.
So it seemed like that they were more friendly and kind of had a bond the others didn't have. And they all said it worked perfectly. The two actually became really good friends.
Nice.
All the kids in this movie said they had a great time shooting it.
Now, Jackson, how old are you?
Almost 10.
Almost 10. By the time this comes out, you are 10. So you can just pretend you're 10 now, all right?
Yeah.
Originally, these kids were supposed to be 9 to 10 years old. But the studio thought, that might be a little too young. We need to make them a little bit older. And they cast kids that were either young teenagers or close to it. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a good call.
I think it was a great idea because it gives it more of that sort of Stand By Me feel, mm-hmm. that traditional coming of age feel. But because it doesn't have that same kind of content, it's more relatable as a family film. Anybody can see it, but preteens are going to see it and associate with it because of the casting.
Yeah, because, you know, I didn't grow up in this time. It's a very nostalgic movie for the 50s.
Yeah.
But is it? I think it's 50s. Maybe it's the 60s, like early 60s. I can't remember.
Yeah, me neither. Do we get a little subtitle here at some point? Maybe?
We might. But I do know there's a... I mean, this movie is hung around. I think it celebrated its, you know, 20th year anniversary, mm-hmm. not too long ago, or 25th. Disney Plus, which is the new Disney streaming channel that comes out in November, is actually developing a TV series based on this movie as a spinoff. It's going to be the same original kids, but now it's going to take place in the 80s, so the age works,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be about them and their kids, I guess. So whether it moves forward or not will be interesting to see, but there could actually be a Sandlot TV show before too much longer.
Now, I believe there was a sequel to this, correct?
Or there's a couple of them.
Yeah, there was a 2 and 3.
I think we own at least one of them, but yeah, I believe there are 2 sequels.
And didn't the first sequel only had like one of the kids, the mm-hmm. original
yep,
kids
Squints.
Came back? It was Squints?
Mm-hmm. I think one of them had Luke Perry in it.
Oh, hey.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. Raise a glass.
Raise a glass to who did he play on 90210?
Was it Dylan?
Dylan, yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I had to look it up.
Liar. So, obviously, Dennis Leary here.
Strange casting.
Yeah.
It makes sense once you see what's going on in the movie, but at first, kind of strange casting for the time.
He's playing his stepdad, much like I kind of am to Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't quite know what to call him. I don't think you've ever had an issue with that. You just always call me Dustin, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't offend me that you don't call me dad.
No. I know it doesn't because you never get mad at me.
But when you call him Jerkface, that really upsets him.
That would be rude. So, you like playing video games. You don't play sports outside with your friends like this. You do play baseball for the Boys and Girls Club right now. Yeah. In fact, you were supposed to play a game today, weren't you?
Yeah.
What happened?
Got canceled because all the rain.
Again?
Yeah. We missed like 3 games and like 2 practices because of rain.
It's been raining a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that you'll be able to finish out the season, get a couple more games. This is his first year of playing organized baseball. Seems to be taking to it pretty well, and soon he actually can try out for the school team now that he's a fifth grader, which is when I started playing for the school. I played going as far back as first grade. So, like, I'm a sucker for, you know, youth baseball movies, because that was my life.
So when you were in school, was it youth baseball or was it softball?
Oh, no, it was baseball.
Legit baseball.
The only people that played softball were the girls at the school. And that's not a sexist thing.
Right, no,
like,
that's just the girls have
softball and the boys played baseball.
Yeah, the grade school I went to, we only had a softball team. So I instead did cross-country, basketball, and football, but definitely played baseball with all the neighborhood kids growing up, but also played video games a lot. And I think I identified with the video games a little bit more than the nature of competition that comes with outdoor sports.
So this kid, he's new to the neighborhood, and he doesn't have any friends yet, and he's now just kind of like trying to blend in the outfield and become part of the team.
Yeah.
By osmosis, perhaps.
Hoping to get recognized. Yeah. Like, he's hanging out at the Universal lot.
And what did he do wrong there, Jackson?
He went like this. He's supposed to either catch it like that and not fall over, or put his glove down.
Okay.
So falling over was really the biggest mistake.
Yeah.
Do you think part of the problem was the giant bill on that hat? It's a very large hat.
Looks like he's dressed as Donald Duck.
And it says, "Don't be a goofus." I didn't. Is that a thing?
Goofus?
Goofus.
Isn't that a character in the Highlights magazine?
Goofus and Gallant.
Is that what they were called?
I think. Don't be a goofus.
And here's one of the most well-known characters.
Don't be
in the movie.
Mr. Bungle.
Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
We are waiting!
Do you think he knows how to throw?
Nope.
No?
Yeah. I was a beginner when I threw.
Yeah. And your coach worked with you, told you where to put your arm.
Yeah.
He's kind of got it. He's just got to put a little more oomph behind it. You actually have a pretty good throwing arm, I noticed. I'm surprised they put you at first base as much as they do, because they're wasting it. What position do you like playing the best?
First.
Yeah.
Or shortstop.
Okay.
Yeah. First or short. Those are where the ball gets hit.
Even before we became friends.
That's a Mr. Wizard autographed picture there on the wall.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
Mr. Wizard. That is.
Yeah, Mr. Wizard was before your time.
Trying to think if there's a modern day equivalent of Mr. Wizard.
Bill Nye the Science Guy, but that even that's kind of old.
That's pretty dated, because now he's just kind of a weird conspiracy theorist.
Beekman's World. Oh,
hey,
it's Joan Allen. No, not Joan Allen. What's her name?
Karen Allen.
Karen Allen. Yes,
you might know her as Marion Ravenswood from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark,
or from Animal House.
Yes, as
Animal House. Is that where like they raised their own zoo?
Yeah, that's it. National Lampoon's Animal House. We bought a zoo.
Yeah.
Nope. That it totally different movie. You have not seen Animal House, and you probably won't for a little while, until you're at least 11.
But I'm guessing you have seen Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes, you've seen Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
she played Indy's girlfriend.
And then wife in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
We didn't watch that one.
Okay, I don't blame you. Trees, hop fences, get into trouble,
crying out loud. Has your mom ever talked to you this way? Wanting you to get in trouble?
Do you know who say something like that to their
sons? Do you?
Brianna's sitting in on the episode to make sure Jackson doesn't incriminate himself. Or that I keep in line, probably.
Yeah, he's not. I'm just an egghead. There better not be a miss kick.
I'll always be just an egghead with an
A what? Like
if this was a football movie and there was a miss kick.
Oh. It is a baseball movie, dude. You got to get your references straight.
I know.
Yeah. If you're kicking a baseball, you're playing the game wrong. And
yes, the correct term is three-pointer. Take it from me.
Yes.
What? That's basketball.
Oh, that's right. That's basketball. Sorry.
Yeah,
don't listen to me.
He plays basketball, too. He knows things. So he's kind of afraid of his stepdad here. He's got a lot of cool stuff, but seems maybe emotionally distant.
Seems like maybe he saw one of his dad's stand-up specials and doesn't know how to relate to him quite yet.
Because he's a butthole. Remember that song? That was the PG version. How's that root beer? Good?
Yeah,
it's caffeine free. I made sure we didn't.
Man.
Yeah, sorry. A lot of root beer is.
How long could it take? Can't you spare half an hour? Show him now.
So he wants to play catch.
No, it's okay.
All right.
But Dennis Leary is too busy.
Okay.
Yep.
He's got work to do. He's got stand-up material to rip off from Bill Hicks.
I'm surprised he's standing.
Why?
Because he's always sitting down.
Oh. It's a fair observation.
On that end of the yard.
Okay.
That's a small glove.
Now, the key to this game is keeping your eye on the ball.
So let's see if this is a good eye on the ball. Good information here.
All right. I think so.
Okay. Where the ball goes, that's where your glove should go. Got it?
Okay.
Yep. Seems obvious.
Okay. All right.
He
almost hit his head.
Sorry.
Yeah. He kind of didn't put the glove where it's supposed to go. Also, that glove is not a good glove. It looks like it's cheap plastic.
Here.
Okay.
I saw a kid roll a ball from the outfield the other day.
Eye on the ball.
Like it was skee ball?
Yeah.
Got it?
Like throwing it into his coach. He just
if the ball moves, move your
did
glove.
Like a underhand thing. And I was like, huh.
All right, here we go.
Well, hopefully they don't do that in the game.
You have to run at the ball. You can't just like.
Take a bigger glove. Throw it back to
Austin. I'm gonna go get that now. You can't sit.
Throw
there.
It back.
Oh, see, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
It's a granny shot.
Yep.
That's basketball again.
Basketball again, man.
You're gonna learn. Seth doesn't know a lot about sports.
He doesn't.
Movies he knows, but sports he does not.
I know more about movies about sports than I know about actual sports.
Yeah, and pow, right in the kisser. Have you ever been hit in the face with a baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
My uncle threw a fastball, and luckily at least I stopped it a little bit.
With your face?
No.
Oh, with your glove. Okay.
I hit it on the tip of my glove, and it like
ricocheted off your face.
So pretty much exactly what just happened to Smalls here.
Yeah,
and now they're wasting a perfectly good steak on his face. Every time I see this in a movie, I wonder, do they still eat the steak?
I would.
I would, too. Those, even back then, were probably expensive.
Yeah.
If it's wrapped in butcher's paper, you know it's good.
I'm gonna go play some
As
ball.
I
we need an extra
talk
guy.
To the somewhat vegan gentleman about
the at least vegetarian guy.
Yeah.
But what?
About my glove. It's busted.
Yeah, it is definitely busted.
My eye can't throw. Thanks, though.
His eye matches their house. It's like the same shade of puce.
Come on, let's go.
Perhaps.
What, the color of the house?
Yeah, the color of the house and the color of his eye are about the same.
Maybe fuchsia?
All right, so it takes place in California.
Mauve.
I forgot to see what the year was on the license plate sticker. I think it was in the 60s. Oh, and here we go. We got Ham Porter here. Talking with his mouth full. Jackson, you know all about that.
They did a 25-year reunion, all the actors, just a few years ago.
Is he from the Goonies?
No.
It looks like him.
He was in a few other movies around this time, one of them being Disney's The Big Green, the soccer movie. Jackson, I think you watched that one with me.
What?
Not too long ago. He played the goalie on a soccer team that was afraid of the ball.
Colossus of Clout? In what movie?
The Big Green. I lied. Oh, it wasn't that good. Great Bambino. Of
course. I thought you said it was okay. Bambi. That wimpy
deer? Yeah. So they're talking about Babe Ruth. Smalls doesn't know who he is. No frame of reference. Scott.
That's Timmy and Tommy Timmons.
Here's the rest of the gang.
Mike Squints Pelladors. Alan McLennan, we call him Yaya. Bertram Grover Weeks.
Oh.
Kenny DeNunes. And Hamilton Porter.
Now, Kenny DeNunes was also in The Mighty Ducks. Only the first one, though. He played Jesse Hall. He's the one that kept calling Adam Banks Cake Eater, which we recently watched for Dishing Disney, and I found out Cake Eater is actually a pretty common term in Minnesota. It refers to a specific suburb of people.
Okay.
I thought it was just something they made up for the movie.
I thought it was a derogatory rich kid. Term of yeah. some other sort.
Let them eat cake. Catch and swallow. Come on, Benny man. So now they gotta add this kid to their team so they're complete. You already fill up all the empty positions
since Ellsworth moved to Arizona. Right, and now I get to rotate 8 positions instead of 7. I need to practice, guys.
You're the best on the team. You don't need any practice.
No, you don't.
You're the best, man.
Come on, Benny, man.
The kid is an L7 weenie.
Is that where the band got their name?
Could be. Do you know what an L7 means?
No.
An L7 weenie? If you put an L and a 7 together, it makes a square. Which, if you called somebody a square back in the day, it meant they were like a dork and they weren't cool. So they were calling him a square. Creatively.
I think today square means cigarette? Or is that 20 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. Well, that too, probably. A square back in the 60s, that was, I think, LSD or something.
Yeah.
So. Oh, he doesn't know the positions either. Over there, man. Left, you go left.
So is it like in Stage where center and right and left is from where you're standing, or is it from where
it's
you're looking?
It's from home plate. So yeah, if you're looking out, left field is to your left. It's over there. Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's not quite like Stage right.
It's reverse theater. It's reverse. If you grew up getting beat up by kids who play sports, that's how we're letting you know what position it is.
Now, the kid that plays Yaya here, I think he recently got arrested for something. I remember seeing him on TMZ or something. He's like a big Jersey Shore buff-looking
guy. He looks like that's what he would grow up to be.
Yeah, that's what he ended up being.
He'd either be that or Chris Kattan. He'd be one of the two.
Oh, that's no good. I told you, Benny. I told you. Now, Squints... Chauncey, I'm trying to remember what his last name is. He actually ended up doing a few other things after this movie, including a regular side character in Freaks and Geeks. He played the bully that terrorized the main geeks.
Yeah.
And then he became friends with them at the end, but he like terrorized Bill. And
very underrated show.
Yeah. No, I love Freaks and Geeks.
There's a not very well-known lawsuit that arose from this movie involving Squints. Apparently, the guy that actually grew up with Dave Evans, the writer-director,
mm-hmm.
apparently his nickname was Squints or something, and he was made fun of a lot. And
he probably needed better corrective lenses.
Yeah, or a better attitude, because he sued after this movie came out, because he suffered personally when he saw that there was a character named Squints.
Oh, yeah. So, I can imagine what that would do to you on a daily basis. Right.
He did not win the lawsuit.
Oh, good.
Throw it, you know.
There is some justice in the world.
I can't.
Jackson, what are some of your other favorite baseball movies?
I haven't watched any.
Oh, you have to.
Did you see Field of Dreams?
You think too much.
We did. You've never seen Bad News Bears?
Man, this is baseball. You gotta stop
thinking. No, I don't think so.
Or Million Dollar Arm.
No.
I thought we watched
Rookie
that
of the
one.
Year?
Rookie of the Year.
That's a classic.
Why are you drinking out of the side of your mouth? Are you Popeye? What is going on here?
Yeah.
He is who he is.
I guess. This kid probably has never had a paper route. Yeah.
Did you have a paper route growing up?
I did.
I had it tasseled.
Oh, see, I never did that. Yeah, I had a paper route, and then I later worked for the newspaper, and I took over for my old boss. So I got a promotion. It just took me a really long time. Let's see how good Benny the Jet Rodriguez is here. He told him, just stick your hand up in the air.
Okay.
So far, a much better teacher than this kid's stepdad.
Yeah. Do you think the other kids are being a little mean? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
There it goes. And these kids are playing with wooden bats, not aluminum. Because that wasn't a thing yet. Oh, and there it goes. And now he's officially a baseball player.
Now he knows what to do.
All right.
He's all right.
Told you so, man.
So now he can move. Oh, and he suddenly learned how to throw, too.
Okay.
So that was just practice, right? Like, Benny didn't just intentionally get himself out.
Right.
Okay.
Like, we gotta get this kid some confidence. Uh-oh. The beast. That's ominous. Now I'm surprised these kids aren't riding bikes.
Yeah, I definitely did that a lot growing up, of course. I feel like Smalls is dressed like a Japanese kid in a Godzilla movie.
Thanks!
I think it's the shorts.
Yeah. Here's some more sage advice.
Bring a t-shirt and jeans tomorrow, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You got a fireplace?
Yeah, why?
Throw that hat in there, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was the only one I had.
Not anymore. It's not my old hat. 8:00 tomorrow morning.
So what team is that hat for?
Great.
I'm not sure. Maybe it was a youth league he played on or something. He's so happy he made a friend. The hills of California, which I recently drove through.
He has a good friend.
Yeah. Benny seems like a genuine good friend. The other guys, I'd be skeptical.
They're group thinkers.
They were giving him too much crap for them to just decide to like him all of a sudden.
If this weren't the 50s, they'd be cyberbullies.
Yep. Oh, he's calling his shot. Do you get that reference, Jackson?
No.
Where he's pointing. He's saying he's going to hit a home run that direction, because Babe Ruth did that in a game once. In Chicago, actually, against the Cubs. It's a huge urban legend. It, you know, it was back before TV existed, so it wasn't necessarily documented, but people swear he pointed out to the outfield, and then the next pitch he hit it out in that spot.
Really?
That's what they say. And the way that came off the bat, I don't think that's the direction that would have gone.
It was good editing.
Yeah. And he hit a home run.
Idiot, now he can't play no more.
Great, you idiot. He was a hero.
So he's happy because he hit a home run, but they're mad now because they can't play baseball anymore. Because I guess they only have one ball, which seems like an oversight. I usually had a bucket.
Like a squints just took a glove to the back of the head.
I'll get it.
One of the prop people off screen.
Uh-oh.
Ball shot by the beam. No!
Squints reacted very quickly. Smalls doesn't know what's going on.
This is interesting because Smalls has heard the growling and the scary noises coming from the yard.
I guess he's brave.
Chill, man. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah, truly. What are you doing?
Well, you guys were all leaving, so I just thought I'd have to...
You were thinking you wouldn't have thought that.
You can't go back there, Smalls.
Then how do we get the ball back?
We don't.
We don't.
It's history.
It's history.
Kiss it goodbye. Kiss it.
Shut up, Tommy.
It's gone, man.
Thank you for saying what I was thinking.
Just get another ball tomorrow.
Game over, man. Game over.
See, that kid would never have to memorize his lines for the movie, though, because he knows...
Just repeat whatever...
You rely on the other kid. Like, let him memorize it, and I just say whatever he says after. Also, Benny the Jet Rodriguez here, he showed up in a Mighty Ducks movie in the second one as Luis Mendoza... The super fast kid who couldn't stop on the skates. He had issues with that when they played for Team USA in the Pan Am games.
Only thing I remember about Mighty Ducks 2 was that they called it D2 to spoof Terminator 2.
Yeah. Jackson, do you like the Mighty Ducks movies? Yeah. What's better, the first one or D2?
I haven't seen 2, I don't think.
You don't think? That's the one with the Knuckle Puck, which is a great Chicago pop-punk band. Yeah, that looked realistic. I liked how... I think I read some of the trivia, and it says that the Beast was puppets sometimes. It's like... You think?
Yeah. Gee, I wonder when.
I think it's pretty obvious when.
So of all the movies that came out in the late 80s, early 90s that were about sports teams that were kind of getting their groove back.
Yeah.
You know, Major League and all those. What was your favorite?
Oh, boy. Major League was a favorite. Mm-hmm. I believe I had a edited for television version that I taped off of a TV channel. That I watched a lot.
And a surprising number of people came back for the sequel to that one.
And then there was a third.
Yeah. Which didn't have many people.
I think Scott Bakula was in it, too. It was like Back to the Miners or something.
And he was in my personal favorite, Necessary Roughness.
With Kathy Ireland and Sinbad.
Yep.
Yep. I owned that on DVD at one time,
And Jason Bateman.
Too. Oh, okay. I think I forgot that he was in that.
Yeah. He was the... one of the few decent football players, but his grades were super low.
Yeah, there was also not necessarily a team getting their groove back, but a young player that was kind of an underdog, Lucas, with Corey Haim, Winona Ryder, Charlie Sheen.
Which I never saw, but yeah, I know what it is.
I really liked that one. Oh, they're going to tell the story here.
Is that incense he was burning in the back? Or?
Yeah, it's the 60s. They're all patchouli smelling.
The legend of the Beast goes back a long time.
Now, Jackson, when you have sleepovers, do you guys tell stories?
No.
No?
You just get your phones out and you watch horror films?
No, they just play games and not talk to each other. Right? Isn't that what you guys do?
On your phones?
20 years ago. When thieves kept stealing junk from Myrtle's Acres junkyard.
Good shot.
It's Mr. Myrtle, yeah,
things like
the guy that used to own the place.
That's not a puppet.
Got him this new pup from the dog pound.
So they're going for a grain effect on the film stock here, but it looks more like they just superimposed TV snow over a black and white film.
Oh, that's a lot of bones there. Oh, I think the puppet's coming. Yeah, look at that.
That is...
So, a few weeks, the pup grew into the beast.
What was the name of the dog in the Bozo show that would read the mail?
Oh, jeez.
Dog puppet.
The junkyard with only one thing on his mind.
Oh, man. I can't remember. Broke in.
And he did. And he liked it.
This movie was compared a lot to A Christmas Story when it came out. It was the summer version of Christmas Story, people said. And this little flashback.
Yeah, the Red Rider, Ralphie. Oh, this is the most memorable part of the story coming up here.
The one the beat.
That I still quote very frequently.
It added up to about 120, 173 guys.
Oh, that's a big jump.
It's true. But they never found a single body. Not one. Some people say they all got away. But we all know what really happened. The beast ate them. He ate them bone and all. The beast was too good at his guard dog job. So the police said he had to be retired. My grandpa, Squidman Palador.
Squidman.
Was police chief back then.
That's a name?
And he ordered Mr. Myrtle to turn his backyard into a fortress and chain up the beast.
So Mr. Myrtle here looks like Cheswick from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
And that's where he's been.
Or Inspector Clouseau.
And that's where he'd be.
Oh, no, I was talking about the old guy with the dog.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Myrtle. Not, what did you say his name was? Squidman?
Squidward.
Set until forever.
Forever. Forever.
And so, the beast sits there under that lean-to, dreaming of the time when he can break the chain and get out.
Like Fleetwood Mac.
Dreaming of the time when he can chase and kill again.
He could go his own way.
Or Daenerys Stormblood.
Yeah.
Stormborn, whatever her name is.
Nobody ever will. One kid did, but nobody ever seen him again.
That ain't true.
Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna eat my s'more in memory.
He got eaten. Nuh-uh. No. None of that's true. You guys are just making this up to scare.
Good, he's being skeptical.
Yeah. Bet. Stick your head out that window and, like, down.
All the other kids move away.
That night, I learned that more than 150 baseballs had gone over that fence, and not one of them was ever seen again, even when some brave kid worked up enough courage to peek over. Because when they went over, they vanished. I knew it was true, because when I looked down in there, I didn't see a single solitary one.
Down there. Bet he is.
Whatever goes over that fence,
gone.
Stays there.
Becomes the property of the beast.
That's a great Iron Maiden album.
I was about to say that.
Property
Beat
of the beast.
Beat me to it. Darn.
Do you need me to open your second beverage there?
No, I can.
You can? I think we're going to top off our beverages.
Yes, please.
Oh, here we go. Now we can talk about your mom's gone.
No, her name is Wendy, not Jeez Louise.
Wendy Peppercorn, played by, is it Marley Shelton? Is that her?
I don't know, but it looks like a very young Heather Graham.
Yes, that's kind of the vibe I always got from her, which made me like her more. But she was in the movie Pleasantville. She was in, I want to say, Death Proof.
Yes, she was.
She played a nurse or something. But she's supposed to be the hot girl of the town and just squints his face every time.
Every time he sees Wendy?
Yeah, he just, the jaw drops and he starts smiling. And that's just our first introduction to her. She will be back.
Will she now?
Yep, she will. You can bet.
Where you guys been? We've been waiting here forever already.
Ah, Squidge was permanent, Dave.
He's dressed like Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you were. Your tongue was hanging out of your head, and you was swooning. Oh, Wendy Preppercorn, my darling.
He also put an R in there. Preppercorn.
Yeah, Preppercorn.
I always thought that was weird. It's so hot.
I'm baking like a toasted cheeser. It's so hot.
Oh, a toasted cheeser, eh?
During one of the shots, it was actually so hot while they were shooting that one of the kids, as he was running toward camera, got really dizzy and ran into the cameraman because he was fainting, essentially. Oh.
Raise your hand. Fine. Be like that.
It's too hot to play baseball. So what do you do? What?
Oh,
scam pool honeys.
All right.
Benny would have played ball all day, all night. Rain, shine, tidal wave, whatever.
We gonna go scam baseball some pool honeys.
Scamming some pool honeys.
But of all the things we ever did besides baseball, going to the pool was what he tolerated best. Even though none of us had ever seen a Playboy magazine, which we constantly lied about, we figured going to the pool was the next best thing to being there.
I remember you. Oh, sexy. Hey, girls.
Jackson, I feel like you would be too embarrassed to do anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
Oh, they did not appreciate that.
That is not how you get women to pay attention to you.
No. You are scamming
it wasn't
wrong.
Really the pool honeys, like we said. Because if any one of them had come up to any one of us, we'd have just peed our pants.
They'll get you kicked out of the pool.
It will.
Because Wendy Peppercorn was the lifeguard.
See? I told you she'd be back. Squints is swimming with his glasses on, which is super annoying as somebody who had glasses at that age. It's like, I can either see or I can just have streaky lenses constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, too cool. She don't know what she's doing. She don't know what she's doing.
That's a Cool Hand Luke reference.
Yes, it is.
She knows exactly what
Cool she's Hand doing. Luke reference.
I've swum here every summer in my adult life. Every summer, there she is. Oh, shit.
All right, some of the photography is making me a little uncomfortable.
And one day, it became too much.
Smiling.
For Michael Squints Polidorus.
I can't take this no more. Move!
And he did. The most desperate.
He's having his network moment.
Ever seen.
He's still saying it. Lotioning, oiling. He has snapped.
And he's not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Now, this actor was given a very specific direction.
Yeah.
By the director for the scene coming up here. Just some unfortunate shorts, in my opinion.
I think he finally snapped. I don't know, but that's the deep end, and squids can't swim.
Oh, and he looks a little cold there. A little hello.
Hello. Hello, ladies.
Hey. That was a pretty weak dive there.
Yeah. He's trying to make an impression. That's not going to work real well.
What do they call that? A toothpick or can opener? No, can opener is where you pull one leg up, isn't it? Oh, boy. They're all on the run. He hasn't been under that long.
No, he'll be all right.
Like, he could be holding his breath just fine.
Oh, it's working. His plan is working. She's touching him.
Okay, I got it. Come on up, Wendy.
Let's go.
Clearly smiling.
And they were pumping his legs to his chest there for a second.
Squints. Come on, Squints.
He's not breathing. Or is he? Don't know.
You can do it! Pull through, bud!
no, things aren't looking good for Squints.
Yeah, he looks pretty crappy. Squints! Come on, man!
Oh, he actually had a line that wasn't repeating.
Oh, God, he looks like a dead fish.
What?
Nobody else sees it, right. Just them.
This magic moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Deep shit.
Hey, watch your mouth. This is a PG episode.
So I guess the actor was given a very specific direction repeatedly to not put his tongue out of his mouth when she's kissing him. Yeah, she's giving him CPR.
Yeah. Good rule.
So at least the director was thinking of the young actor playing Wendy Peppercorn.
Yeah. I don't know if she's done anything lately, but she did quite a bit of stuff after this. Yeah, her first name is Marley, like Bob Marley. Marley Shelton.
Did you find that? Of course I did.
Planet Terror, that's the one she was in, that yeah. Death Proof. But she played the love interest in Bubble Boy. She was in Pleasantville, as I mentioned.
So did she grow up to pretty much look like Heather Graham?
Is
that why her career had a hard time taking off?
Probably. Because they're definitely a similar type. Never Been Kissed, she was also in that.
To put the move on the lifeguard. He did. He had kissed a woman, and he had kissed her long and good. We got banned from the pool forever that day. But every time we walked by after that, the lifeguard looked down from her tower, right over at Squints.
And she looks more like Uma Thurman in that picture, I think.
Yeah, she does.
So they got banned from the pool.
Uh-oh.
For harassment.
Going to a white nationalist convention.
That would suck because I swim all the time.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Don't ever fake a drowning so you can kiss the lifeguard.
Yeah, I know how to swim.
Yeah. Well, I think Squints kind of knew how to swim where he was comfortable being, but now this is something that doesn't happen anymore. They closed down that whole cul-de-sac for a street yard barbecue thing.
You'll get block parties occasionally, but yeah, I don't think it's really
much of a
suburb thing.
I don't know all my neighbors, you know?
Yeah, suburbanites, they like living in the suburbs, but hate knowing their neighbors, whereas people who aren't quite suburbs, who just have, like, you know, live in a residential area, tend to have block parties, I think.
Oh, and that wouldn't be allowed. That would start fires.
Probably.
Because every time we stop to watch this...
Now, I was never a big firework guy. Like, I know people that go to other states and spend hundreds of dollars on stuff. Did you ever do that?
A couple of our high school friends and I, okay. Jeremy and Kyle and I, drove to Indiana the day after 4th of July,
okay.
Which would have been July 5th.
Yeah, they're cheaper then.
Yeah, and we got like $250 worth of fireworks for half off. And
I just go for Halloween candy on Dia de los Muertos, yep. For the same thing.
Yep. Or the day after Easter.
Speaking of fireworks, I stole $50 from my dad to buy fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's get into that. I forgot about this, so I'm glad you're being honest here. Why don't you tell the listeners about that story?
Now, does this story stay PG? Because this is a PG, yeah. PG episode. Okay.
So you got into your dad's wallet.
Yeah, he was napping.
Mm-hmm.
He's been napping for like 2 hours. And me and my friend went into my dad's house. I went into his wallet. I stole $50 because then I went down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a firework stand.
Yeah.
And the most expensive thing was $50. So I gave him $50.
Yeah.
And then I got the fireworks. And then my dad woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came home with the fireworks. And he was like, "Where'd you get that?"
One, why did somebody just sell that to you as a small child?
That was my first question, too, is I'm surprised.
We got, like, tons of crackers, though.
And the guy didn't want to see ID. He didn't ask where your parents were.
They're carnies, like, "Here you go, Seth, kid." You know, they live by a different code, obviously.
That's true.
So what happened? Did you get to keep the fireworks?
No.
No.
We had to go back And my dad was mad because he didn't get the $50 bill. Because it was whole $1 bill. He wanted all...
He wanted one and 150. You need to want, you know, two 20s and a 10 or whatever.
And did you get grounded?
No.
No?
No?
Well, I know what would have happened here.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
If you just stole $50.
In this house, if you stole 50 bucks from your mom or from Dustin?
I definitely get grounded.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I could not do that.
You're being too hard on him, Dustin.
Yeah, I guess
They're just fireworks.
Yeah, it's just my 50 bucks.
It's just...
It's my beer money. All right, so here are the rival baseball kids cruising into Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs.
Gotta have that plan.
Wait, Booker T?
Yeah, five time.
Heavy
time, heavyweight champion. No, not that Booker T. He's a wrestler. Was a wrestler. So they want to play each other.
Wait, good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats.
That kid looks familiar. Like,
yeah.
I've seen him in something. I don't know what, though.
Moron, scab eater, butt sniffer, puss licker, fart smeller. You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek. You mixed your weeds with your mama's toe jam.
What do you think of these burns,
you
Jackson?
You put apples in the toilet. And you like
1880s right there.
You play
nice.
Ball like a girl.
Oh, and that's supposed to be the biggest insult.
Yeah, I feel like the bobbing for apples in a toilet bowl was worse.
What did you say? You heard me.
Some of these kids sound like they have a New York accent for being in California.
Yeah.
Get the buffalo butt breath. Count on it, pee-drinking crap face!
Yeah!
Buffalo butt breath. Pee-drinking crap face. What would you call them? What's your best PG kid insult?
I don't know.
You're letting me down. I'm giving you...
I just keep roasting them.
Yeah, how?
Like, I'd have to know what they would say.
Oh, okay.
Because then, like... If I just... I can't roast them because you have to, like, finish their line for roasting.
Oh, is that how it's done?
Yeah.
You got one, Dustin? What's your favorite go-to PG insult?
This one.
That is a pretty good one.
If I had a dog as ugly as you, I'd shave his butt and make him walk backwards. So this is just a whole montage of him talking crap to all the kids.
Drops the ball.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
I like their helmet. Doesn't protect the top of their skull at all.
Come on, show me your stuff. See what you got. Thank you,
So, wing batter.
You know, I always thought that he was saying Kennedy, Kennedy, Kennedy after that. He's saying can't hit, he can't hit, he can't hit. I realized that like a year ago.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was like, why is he saying Kennedy, Kennedy, Kennedy?
I thought it was... He cannot, he cannot, he cannot, he cannot.
He cannot, he cannot, he cannot.
Yeah, swing batter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing what you learn when you put captions on.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize they said scam pool honeys, because the first word is kind of hard. I always thought they said just pool honeys.
Oh.
And that was like, oh yeah, we want to go to the pool.
I thought they were saying scan pool honeys.
Oh, like, okay.
Go check out the scenery. We're going to go scan the scenery kind of thing.
Little strike out. That's a home.
Well, they are kicking some butt, it looks like. And they don't even have jerseys and uniforms.
So, Jackson, I noticed that Dustin is drinking out of a Cardinals glass.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean that you two are a Cardinals fan, or...
I'm both.
You're both Cardinals and Cubs?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's not a thing.
He's neutral.
Yeah, you think you, though.
He's a dreadnought. It's cool.
Uh-huh.
Were they dreadnoughts or dreadnoughts?
I think not.
That makes more sense.
I'm not.
Another thing I just realized.
Not. So now they're going to the Marigold Festival.
The Nightmare Festival.
All tickets $1. That seems expensive, but even for back then.
Yeah.
Unless it's 12 for a dollar, but I don't think that's what it said.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
What?
You probably haven't seen the movie RoboCop. Yet?
No.
Okay. That's a line from the movie RoboCop.
Oh, boy.
I'm saving it for a good time.
What is it?
Big Chief.
Yeah.
This is not going to go well.
I suppose you don't even know who the babe is either.
So, Jackson, they have chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco?
Which, at the time, a lot of ball players used. Now, not so much. Oh, there's,
hey, there's the catchphrase.
I have a t-shirt that says it, but I didn't wear it because that's,
you're wearing. It looks like you're wearing a shirt for a double feature that we're doing today.
Yes, yeah, so I didn't want to change shirts in the middle.
Now, they achieved this with beef jerky and
licorice. It looked like beef jerky, which I like beef jerky. I've never used chewing tobacco in my life.
Yeah.
And it wasn't strictly because of this movie. Hey, do you recognize that song? Jackson?
No.
Think Pee-wee Herman. He dances on top of the bar.
The big shoe dance.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
In the biker bar.
Oh, yeah.
Because recently, we watched Big Top Pee-wee the other night.
Yeah.
Brianna hates Pee-wee Herman.
Always not just Big Top Pee-wee.
She just is not a fan of the character Pee-wee Herman. And I think Paul Reubens in general kind of weirds her out.
Yeah.
But she wasn't home, so it was just me and him, and I gave him options of movies I know she would not want to watch, and he ended up picking Big Top Pee-wee.
Not a great sequel.
It was a good movie.
Did you ever see the Netflix one, Pee-wee's Big Holiday, or whatever it was?
I started that one. His stage show that he did, his comeback show, was really good.
Oh, they're starting to not feel so hot, because they're probably swallowing the juices, which you're not supposed to do.
Yeah. Two things you don't want to do is swallow, chew, or inhale a cigar.
So my...
I would hope they didn't inhale a cigar, though.
Whoop, there
That's
they go.
That's really bad
they're
for you.
It out. Yeah, what are you supposed to... Like, what's the point of cigars if you...
Flavor, I guess.
Yeah.
Gila. If you've got any sort of tendency to habitually want to put things near your mouth, I guess. That's what cigars are for.
I love his expression there. So, the only time... Oh, and here's the puke. The only time I've come in contact with chewing tobacco is because my Uncle Howard would always have it, and he would sometimes spit in a soda cans, and you want to make sure you're keeping track of your soda can and you don't grab the wrong one.
Yeah. My cousin chewed in high school and hid it from his mom by putting his chew bucket up in the closet.
Oh.
And she saw this unfamiliar bucket in the closet when she was putting laundry away. And she was like, what's he hiding up there? And they kind of spilled on her.
Oh,
and he kind of got in a lot of trouble for that.
That was probably
not just for
horrible.
The bad habit.
So, stepdad's leaving.
Where are you going?
On a jet plane.
Chicago. Business for a week.
Cool.
I'll stab a catch when I get back, all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, take care of things for me.
Okay.
All right?
I will.
Okay. Be a good boy.
Joy to the World playing?
Yeah. Three Dog Night? So they're just leaving him home alone.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Drug?
Drug store.
A couple days
Walgreens is a drug store. Like not those kind of drugs.
Yeah. Back then, I mean, still technically today, but especially back then, they would call little stores that had, you know, Tylenol and that kind of stuff drug stores.
And they'd go to the malt shop and get a phosphate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So something's going to happen here. We know this because there's ominous music playing, and it's in slow-mo.
Yeah. Bringing out all the stops.
This is their The Natural moment with Wonder Boy. You ever seen The Natural?
I know
Robert
of it,
Redford?
But yeah, okay. I didn't see it all the way through.
The lightning striking the...
Oh, is his bat going to break?
I don't know. Let's see what's going to happen.
Something's going to break.
Maybe someone's face.
Yeah, well, Smalls learned how to catch now, so I think he should be okay. The the field where I always played baseball was down at the park, and it was our field for our actual baseball team, but we also played in an old churchyard. I'm surprised we never broke a window. Oh, that ball is naked.
Whoa.
Now, have you ever seen the inside of a baseball before, Jackson? It's a little cork ball that is wrapped in several different layers of materials, including like twine and stuffing.
Now, why do they do that?
Stovetop stuffing.
Is there any explanation that you're aware of?
I'm not totally sure.
All it means is that we can't play no more.
Classic shot. Gotta have the huddle shot.
Yep.
And I just ruined the whole day for us.
No, you didn't. That's the most amazing thing I ever saw.
Trying to think of other coming-of-age movies that have that classic shot, especially Goonies, when they're looking down at the jewels at the end.
Yeah.
We got 90 extra cents lying around at home.
Do they do that in Stand By Me when they stand over the body?
They should have.
Vern's comb falls onto the body. Oh, man. Got germs all over this. All right, so Jackson, this is a very key scene here. He's making a horrible mistake. He's taking this ball from his stepdad's collection there. Is this something I need to be afraid of you ever doing? Because if you look around, there are a couple baseballs in this room on display.
Yeah. I would never take a baseball, though. Like, why would I need it? I have, like, four here.
Yeah, $50 bills you should be afraid of, Dustin. It's baseballs.
Because I have a signed baseball signed by almost half of the 1970 St. Louis Cardinals that was a gift to me by my former assistant manager, Tyler.
And, how much is that worth? Just out of curiosity.
I'm not for sure.
And where's it at? Where it's
somewhere.
Okay, all right.
But the ball's got some wear on it, and I could tell it's not fake because there's, like, trainer signatures on it. Who would forge a trainer signature and leave off some of the key players of the team? So
it's perfect crime.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nice hit, Smalls. Nice
hit. So they're happy he hit the ball over.
But he's not happy.
No.
Hit the ball
It's
over,
opposite.
So it's a reversal of things.
You forgot to turn. You go to third.
Pop goes the weasel.
Small.
Because the weasel goes pop. That's third base. Jackson, that's a music reference you're not going to get.
Kind of glad that song didn't survive.
Yeah.
I don't think many people are familiar with that song. Pop, pop goes the weasel.
I prefer De La Soul over third base. Oh boy, that doesn't sound good. Also, he's not wearing a t-shirt again. He's still wearing a button-up. I thought Benny told him to wear a t-shirt.
The button on the back of the collar, was that already a thing?
I don't know. I was kind of confused by that, too.
I feel like it's a film flub.
Well, I guess De Nunez has got a button-up there, too.
Let's get another ball.
No, you don't understand!
Sure we do. You feel bad because you belted a homer, and now we can't play no more.
No, you don't understand! That wasn't my ball!
He's having a crisis here.
Do you mean that wasn't your ball?
It was my stepdad's. I stole it from his trophy room. It was a present or something. Somebody gave it to him. But we gotta get it back. He's gonna kill me!
Listen to me, Smalls. It's the matter of life and death.
It's like a slow build to that line there.
What? I don't know.
Another Iron Maiden album.
Why?
What? It's easy. Yeah, she even signed her name on it. Some lady named Ruth. Baby Ruth.
It's Sloth.
Yeah.
Ruth. Ruth. Baby. Ruth.
So Babe Ruth signed the ball. Oh, there it is. And there it goes.
Is that a puppet?
Yeah, I think that's a puppet. And now this sets up, what, the third act of the movie now?
Right.
You're dead as a doornail, Smalls. You're dead as a doornail, Smalls. Smalls,
So speaking of puppets, I can't remember. Did we talk about last episode, The Dark Crystal?
The new one?
Any of them. Either.
Dude, you're going to spill that all over yourself. Just drink it properly. This is what happens. You give a kid two root beers, and he's already a mess.
I'm surprised you gave me more than one beer.
Yeah.
That's usually me at this point.
Act like you've had one before, man.
I've had many. Thank you very much.
Well, you're not acting like it. Great Bambino!
Oh my god, you mean that same guy?
And this is where he has an aneurysm.
Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player that ever lived.
You know who Babe Ruth is, right?
You know, like Hercules or something.
Why are you
an actual question?
Yes. I'm just making sure.
Of course I have.
Okay. Well, we have a movie about him, too, but apparently you haven't seen that one either. So.
John Goodman?
John Goodman, yep. That one I saw in the theater. That's probably when he passed out and ran into the cameraman. They were all fanning him. So, The Dark Crystal, is it a Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix original, which I finger quoted for those who aren't watching. It looks like it's going to be excellent. It's like,
yeah, I haven't seen
it. One of the best trailers I've ever seen. Did you watch the movie a lot growing up? The original, obviously.
I was more of a Labyrinth kid.
Okay.
But I do own it. But the Gelflings kind of creeped me out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I just was it Kira?
Kira, you didn't have a crush on Kira?
No.
Weirdo.
Yeah, I guess I was more into Jennifer Connelly in Labyrinth. But yeah, they're now forging Baby Ruth on the baseball there. Yeah, you dorks. So now the ruse begins.
It was got to replace the original with the fake.
Yep. This is a heist film now.
Mm-hmm.
You know not to go in there.
What are you doing in here? Just looking at Bill's...
That's where he has his private time.
Was it Karen Allen also in, what was it called? Starman?
Yeah.
Or am I making that up? I never saw it.
Sorry, Mom.
With Jeff Bridges?
Yeah. Was she the female lead in that?
She might have been.
No.
Let's consult IMDb.
I don't think so. No, he hasn't at all.
Yeah, you can tell this kid's up to something.
Yeah, the flop sweat's usually a good indicator.
Yeah, and the stammering and the over talking.
Really?
Sure is. Dad's father gave it to him.
She's from rural Southern Illinois.
Which rural?
It doesn't say. You know, it's all one big rural down there.
South of 80 is all one big place. If you know what I'm saying.
A girl knew who Babe Ruth was.
And her birthday, she's exactly
that ball. Benny had busted
29 years and 364 days older than me. She was born almost 30 years to the day, but October 5th instead of 4th. And yes, she played Jenny Hayden in Starman.
I was just trying to think of all of her roles, because I always felt like she got gypped out of having like a real Hollywood career. I've always liked her.
Yeah, the... Crystal Skull is the last movie she was in that I'm familiar with, and that was over 10 years ago.
I wonder if they'll put her in the next Indiana Jones movie, which is supposedly still happening.
I mean, it can't hurt.
That, and there's Die Hard is still iffy. They want to make it, but they're waiting to see if Disney's going to allow it.
Mm. Well, you know, she was in Scrooged, which we watched already, so this is actually the second movie that she's been in for us. And Animal House was her first movie.
He's daring.
We'll have to talk about Max Landis at some point.
Anybody got any bright ideas?
Will we?
Maybe not this episode. Not okay. The PG episode.
Okay.
We had absolutely no.
Are you familiar with the Max Landis news?
I am not.
Oh, okay. He's about to be canceled, it seems.
Oh, okay. That baseball is not in good shape now. I don't even know why they're trying to get it back at this point.
Just a little bit further.
Gross.
Ew. It's the milkshake thickening stuff they use in movies for like saliva, like this. And Alien, they use the same stuff.
They're now using his erector set.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one of those when you were a kid?
Kinda, but not really to that level.
I don't know why that made me think of Egon's line in Ghostbusters 2. We had a half a slinky. I straightened it.
I got it, guys. Jackson, wasn't there something like, what was it called? Where you'd build things with parts. Didn't you have like something to make a robot with or whatever?
It's like those Legos.
Kinects, yeah. Or something.
Oh, yeah. Kinects were big a few years back.
Well, there goes that Christmas present. Why is it smoking?
It's the 60s.
I guess. Even the dogs were puffing back then. There's that shot again. What do you think they should do? If your
get
ball...
Get the hardest material in the world and make like a stick and then make a pot out of it.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, now they're using vacuum cleaners and a catcher's mask. All this creative ingenuity, did any of these kids grow up to be engineers? We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to wait until the end.
But I don't know. I was just the type of kid that would just go ask if I could get my ball back. But
right.
I wouldn't have an entertaining movie, I guess. Prepare to initiate retrieval section number one, okay? I did jump fences sometimes.
Like running from cops?
Yep, all the time. I stole $50 out of my dad's wallet to go buy fireworks and went on the run. Where did they get all these vacuum cleaners from? I feel like they're going to have some upset parents later. Also, wouldn't you notice your kid leaving with the vacuum cleaner? Where are you going?
These parents did leave their kids alone a lot, it seems.
Yeah, it was a different time.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That was an actual bomb.
You think so? I don't know about that. Puppet or real?
Are we making a drinking game out of that?
Yeah, we didn't really do one for this. I don't know why Squints is whispering at this point either.
Yeah.
It's like, the pipe, it's pinched shut. Like, we can't hear you, dude. They're evacuating. More smoke. Oh, jeez.
Whoa, all right.
That's pretty high up to take a back bump like that. One of the kids ends up a quadriplegic. Oh.
It's the 60s, man.
It's their own private Vietnam going on right there.
Vietnam.
That's where your new stepmom's from, right? Or no, she's from the Philippines. My bad.
No, jeez, no, Dustin. No.
It's 2019. I know. I knew it was in that general vicinity.
You knew it was the Orient.
You're right.
Kid looks like young Charles Grodin. Once he's got all that dust on his face for some reason.
He's had an epiphany, though.
We need total surprise.
We need total coverage. Attack.
The Beast will never expect.
It's got a 1,000-yard stare going. Kid needs a shower now. So they're drafting Yeah to now raise him up and over the fence.
This is all very elaborate.
This is like an Ernest contraption.
It's like a Grampy contraption. Like he's about to save Christmas. Hey, that was a simultaneous Ernest and Grampy reference.
There we go.
Let me down slow.
Uh-huh.
Now, did either of you ever have this thing when you were real little where you would turn your bicycle upside down and one of the kids on the block would turn the pedals and say it was an ice cream maker?
No.
No?
I've never heard of that.
Wow.
And I highly doubt in my area, Jackson.
And I never got it. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Was there a big homemade ice cream contingent over where you
live? I guess it was a suburbs thing.
Yeah. Uh-oh. He's going to make eye contact with the dog. So I throw the ball. That's what you should do.
Right.
Throw the ball over so that way it's gone.
Now that's a real dog. Well, maybe not.
He does a lot of overacting here. I think.
Which one?
Well, yeah, I think he starts like going.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's a Looney Tune.
It was my last chance. So we quit messing around and pulled out all the stops.
They didn't even get it?
No, because the kid held on to it. He should have thrown it over.
Well, I would have just been like this. I would have kept the ball and I'd scream, but I wouldn't let go of the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had to go, and he couldn't do that if he was holding on to the ball.
He had to free his hands for stage direction.
Yeah.
No, he has two hands.
Oh, he does? He did?
He does?
He does.
He does.
Who
does.
Yeah, he?
Bear to watch. Punchy.
Oh, now they have proper headgear. And again, how long did it take them to set all this up?
They could have resurrected Babe Ruth and had him sign another ball by now.
Just go and knock on the door.
Right.
Also, though, good for them for being this creative in the span of an afternoon. Because
okay,
this is ridiculous.
Moving forward.
So what's the biggest thing you ever got in trouble for as a kid, Dustin? Jackson here stole $50 for fireworks,
yeah.
Which is pretty,
and that's all
pretty
we're
good
aware
by the
of.
Age of well, you're 10, right? For a 10-year-old, that's pretty
I
good.
I was like 8,
and you were 8 at the time,
or yeah. 7.
I was
seven
a pretty
eight.
Good kid. I didn't really get in
never
trouble.
Never did anything at all,
like that, nothing major,
nothing
no.
Like even like minor stuff. Like, did you ever get caught? I don't know, hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah, one time I did eat a cookie when I wasn't supposed to, and I lied about it, and I got in trouble. But that's pretty boring. I may have stole some candy from a store once, but I didn't get caught.
I did that not realizing I was a thief. I was just wandering, yeah. So I grabbed it and had to return it.
Yeah.
And I killed a man.
Oh. I took some pogs once.
That's worse.
Yeah.
Pogs.
Yeah. They'll probably come back before too much longer.
I think they started to come back once already. So
oh, they finally...
We'll
yep.
Oh, they launched it.
And...
Nope.
A guy in a dog suit just ate it.
Ah!
Oh, that's real.
They're in the military.
Because they have the helmets on.
Or just yeah. Screaming.
Yeah, they're all going to have PTSD after this, I think.
They're showing their death face, their war face.
Yeah, that'll be our next PG episode. We can do a Full Metal Jacket.
Heck yeah.
That's fun for the whole family.
Yeah. Especially that Vincent D'Onofrio scene.
Pile.
Was over.
just as Bill had finally warmed up to me and asked me to be the man of the house, I had to knock a priceless chunk of history into the clutches of a monster. Great.
Way to go. I almost call him Squints. Smalls.
That's Smalls.
Baseball signed by Babe Ruth.
He's going to have a dream now.
Hammering me into the ground like a railroad spike. I didn't know what that meant. But Benny had a dream that night, too. And his was a lot more helpful.
It's weird because they show actual pictures of Babe Ruth. But then this guy shows up and he...
Oh, I thought that was Costello.
Doesn't really...
From Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. Doesn't quite look like Babe Ruth, but he's played Babe Ruth in a couple movies, and he was in Field of Dreams, too, as one of the old players.
But you're really him. You're the Babe. The Sultan of Swat. The King of Crap.
Didn't Dire Straits write a song about him?
Sultan's a Swing.
Forget about that stuff, kid. We ain't got much time. I'm here because you're in some kind of...
I know that's one of their albums.
Baseball.
This guy's name, I'm trying to remember, what it, Art LaFleur, right. So he's probably Canadian, should play hockey, no, he's born in Gary, Indiana,
rural southern Illinois,
I can't
what?
His biggest credits, of course, The Sandlot, Field of Dreams, as we already mentioned, Cobra,
There's the
Stallone movie, he was in The Blob,
what kind?
A giant gorilla dog thing.
Not a great remake.
A Snow Globe Christmas.
Shut up, kid.
That sounds fun.
It pretty much looks like Robert De Niro from Raging Bull.
Yeah. Just one of those character actors has been around for a long time.
This is one of those scenes that as a kid I was like, this is unnecessary. Do we need the whole Babe Ruth coming to Benny to talk to him? For what reason?
Either because they're too scared?
No.
Yeah, it's just a needless little moral that we're throwing into
this
the story.
This is your big chance.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't let it go by. I mean, you remember when you busted the guts out of the ball the other day? Someone's telling you something, kid. If I was you, I'd listen.
Why is he wearing a muscle shirt?
Because that's what you slept in back in that day, I guess.
Yep.
Henry Aaron.
Oh,
I don't know why, but can I have this kid?
Because he's going to break his home run record. It's a joke. Only if you know baseball history.
It's kind of amazing how many things I know about sports history when I never really follow sports. It's just, you know,
pickled the
our
beast.
Culture is inundated with sports trivia.
Think about that.
Oh, he just went.
I'll see you later.
He went black and white again.
Yep, it's turning into TV snow.
He says he wants to pickle the beast, so he's going to get, like, vinegar and...
Heroes and there's
stuff.
Legends.
You ever had pickled dog?
No.
Pickled beast? Legends. That's from, like, The Grinch, I would think. Heart. Some pickled roast beast. I had a dream.
I had a dream. Get dressed for one of the sandwich.
That one day, boys and girls of all races and nations can pickle the beast together. Are you finally done with that thing?
Mm-mm.
No?
He's nursing it.
One kid in history.
Yep. So what do you think Benny's going to do?
Strut.
So we were worried. Real worried. Even when Benny brought out the secret...
I think the baseball team should be called the Jets. That would make... Because Benny and the Jets.
I think that the secret weapon are black Converses.
No, they're PF Flyers, which, Seth. Get it straight.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Seth.
Those are not shoes that are known for... making you a better athlete.
No, but my mom said she did remember PF Flyers from when she was a kid.
So they were a thing? It wasn't a
they
brand
were
they made
a
up
thing.
Because Converse wouldn't give them the rights to use All-Stars?
Yeah, I believe my Uncle Mike wanted a pair because he thought it was going to make him jump higher.
Clearly, that's a bunch of crap. That didn't happen until the pumps were made.
Right. You can get shoes just like... these, the PF Flyers Sandlot High Top, for about $60 now.
Oh, wow.
But they...
Only 60?
Yeah. Yeah, they had the slogan, run faster, jump higher.
Don Draper was behind that.
came out around like the 1940s originally. So yeah, they were an alternative to the Chuck Taylor All-Star, but very similar.
So like 79 years ago when they
first
came out with
Sounds like it. Something close to it. I'm not going to math right now.
Man. Apparently Common Core math is working because I couldn't do that in my head.
He's been drinking root beer.
It's true.
He's at an advantage. All right,
you guys
so
have been drinking beer.
He's in the backyard hanging out with some pallets, looks like. Some junk cars, a lot of old signage. Kind of looks like a junkyard. And that's the junkyard dog.
Another great professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Gone too soon, as many old wrestlers. And look, it's a real dog finally. And he's got the ball.
We get the Sergio Leone music.
Uh-huh.
I almost said Tia Leone. Not the same person.
Chopper. Sick balls.
What?
That's from another movie.
PG, Dustin. PG.
I think that movie is PG.
No, I think it's at least PG-13. Because there's some
that existed
bombs
back then. Maybe it's R.
It might be R, because
I don't
R,
think
actually.
PG-13 existed back then.
Now, that was like 88. PG-13 came out in 84 when Temple of Doom came out. But I am curious, what is Stand By Me rated? No, that would have been before 88. What am I thinking? That would have
It was
84, 85. Yeah. 86. All right.
Benny needs some Visine, it looks like. His eyes are a little red and irritated.
And Stand By Me was rated R.
Okay. Well, I saw it as a kid.
Me too.
But it was probably edited for television when I first saw it.
It's another thing where having two older brothers helped me with being able to see movies that I should not have been watching.
I do not have an older brother, so I don't... Oh, dear. He broke the chain.
High flyers.
Yep, he got up there, but guess what?
More surf music.
Hee-hee-hee-hee-hee, wipe out.
Oh, shit!
Yep. And they're off. And now you have a chase scene that's gonna last for a little while.
I'm pretty sure this is the scene where one of the kids ran into a cameraman. Or camera operator, as I should say. Wow, look at that splash wipe.
Oh.
Hey, Wolfman.
Wolfman, yeah, they get a little...
Was this a Universal picture? I didn't realize that.
This is 20th Century Fox.
Well, they must have bought the rights for it, then.
That's why weird. Disney is able to do something with the intellectual property, is because they own 20th Century Fox now, I guess. Disney owns a lot of stuff now.
Pretty much the world.
Yeah. Now, I loved the old Universal monster movies as a kid, and I used to always check out the books. I don't know if your school library had them, but they were like black and white covers with an orange back, and it was all the monster movies.
No.
They are still at the school library.
That's cool.
The ones I checked out as a kid. I know Randy from Acme Comics was a big fan of these, too, because I think he found a full set of them on eBay or something once and bought them. And I was like, holy crap, I used to check those out all the time.
Something I recently found on eBay, my favorite toy as a kid, was this playset of the Universal Monsters. And so it was like the five major monsters, and they all came with like their own little bed they could sleep on. And I think it sells for like $350 now on eBay if you want to get it unopened.
Yeah, the Crestwood Monster Series. That's what the back of the books looked like.
I'll look that up. I want that. Now, Jackson, if you don't know, the Universal Monsters we're talking about were Dracula, Frankenstein, Creature from the Black Lagoon, the Wolfman, Phantom of the Opera. Universal Studios owned the rights to all those characters, and so they made a bunch of movies about them in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Even before that, really, but Universal didn't have it until 30s and 40s.
Oh, no. This always happens when somebody is on stilts and near a cake. Never have stilts and cakes together.
Or planes of glass.
Yeah. because of the omen, you'll just get decapitated. Oh, and there they go.
Suddenly this reminds me of the end of The Toy.
And speaking of the omen...
Ooh, big doggy.
Ooh, big doggy. This is probably the best line reading of the entire movie. That kid nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Good Omens, I think it's called.
Right.
Have you watched that at all?
I have not yet.
It's pretty fun.
I've heard it's really good. Don't hit me. Don't throw anything at me. Still haven't read the book.
I haven't either.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you were going to be one of those people.
No, I'm not like a huge
Neil Gaiman?
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Like, I mean, I've never really read a lot of his stuff.
I just started reading his stuff, so I'm not being like a condescending jerk when I say he's awesome. I'm very late to the game.
But he did some work on Doctor Who, which I enjoyed, and you got David Tennant on this. But I guess recently there was a Christian group that was petitioning to have it taken off of Netflix,
right?
Even though it's an Amazon Prime show.
Right. That seems like a Christian group thing to do.
And I can't remember. Somebody was like, this is perfect. Please no one tell them
right.
what they did.
The message is out. They've redirected the petition.
Gotcha. But yeah, it's been pretty fun. And a lot of it was reminding me of, you know, a quirkier Omen. You know,
yeah, our good friend Zach was a huge fan of the book in high school and told me over and over that I need to read it. So that's no Hercules,
man, so much dust. And meanwhile, the guy who lives there hasn't heard any of this.
Mm-mm.
Ever
or seen any of it.
They just knocked down center field. Did it kill the dog?
I hope not.
No. Aw, I think that's actually the first shot we've seen of a real dog. And I think that was intentional to help humanize. Or canine eyes the emotion here.
He's whimpering.
He's a wimp.
He is, he can't do it.
Because he's whimpering.
See, they still want to help him, even though they tried.
So it shows that
he tried to eat them.
He's got the heart of the group.
Yeah.
Everybody else is, you know, pretty cool for the time and into the cool stuff.
Yeah.
But Smalls, he's
and they still cool. Didn't help. Just him and Benny did it.
He and Benny have that connection. I think it's actually a great choice as a director to introduce these two kids, the two actors, weeks before the others, to give them that chemistry.
Uh-oh. I think I read they put something on the side of his face to get the dog to lick him like that.
Or like traces of peanut butter.
Yeah, dogs really like peanut butter, so I've heard.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, geez. What happened to the DVD here? I think...
It's just a really suspenseful moment. That's a
very dramatic pause.
All right, well, while the DVD is skipping...
Oh, right, it's the baseball graveyard. They got balls for days.
Wow. Now we can play forever.
Which root beer did you like better? Well, who made the second one? The first one was Point Premium.
Fitz.
Fitz root beer. Mm-hmm. Do you know who that guy is right there?
No. This is
bad. That is James Earl Jones. He is the voice of Darth Vader.
You brought your dog home.
Hercules?
Oh.
How'd he get out?
I'm telling you.
He's also in the movie Field of Dreams, which Seth and I watched a couple months ago for the beginning of baseball season. He's a pretty famous actor. He's got a very deep, booming voice. And he's also Mufasa in The Lion King. You know,
for the land.
You know Mufasa?
Mufasa. For the land.
For the land?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know either.
We'll talk about this baseball. Come on.
So it turns out they thought he was going to be this mean guy. And he's not. He's actually kind of nice. And he's got a lot of cool baseball stuff.
You're in trouble, aren't you, son?
Yeah, well, that was my stepdad's ball. I took it without asking. It was signed by Babe Ruth.
George signed this?
George Herman Ruth? Yeah.
I take it back. You're not in trouble. You're dead where you stand. Hold on. Hold on.
He's blind. He's not just wearing sunglasses. You figured that out, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that he's blind. And that will do it for our growler.
My God.
Here.
How's he know where everything is?
That's really nice of you, but that ball really is signed by Babe Ruth.
So is this one. With the rest of the 1927 Yankees.
That's a trade up.
Lou Gehrig.
Babe Ruth. But why would you trade? That one's all chewed.
Because then I own you.
Look at this stuff. Besides, you need it more than I do.
People will come, Smalls. Come to look at my baseball stuff.
Baseball. It's the one constant in the universe.
Is that the line? And there he is.
Nope, Photoshop.
George? Sure did. And he knew me.
Biblically.
He was almost as great a hitter as I was. I would have broken his record.
He said almost
too,
as great a Hitler as I was. I was very confused.
Yep. I used to crowd the plate so the strike zone almost disappeared. Pitchers hate that.
Yes, they do.
That's the way I James Earl Jones actually does not like baseball at all?
Really?
Baseball yeah. He's said in an interview he's not even a fan of baseball.
And he's done how many baseball movies? Okay, that's what's
at
funny.
At least two major
three.
Ones.
Sandlot, Field of Dreams, and Bingo Long's Traveling All-Stars.
All right.
There's at least three of them there.
I don't think doesn't even care about the sport.
I'll tell you what. You guys come by here once a week and
also thinks Star Wars is overrated. And he prefers Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Which, the live action quotation, live action Lion King robot, will be coming out very soon.
Man, I'm excited about it.
And he is
like the
doing
one actor
Mufasa.
The role. Yeah. Yeah. John Favreau is directing it, so that's
when
every reason in the world to be excited.
Instead of the rest of my life.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Things worked out between me and him. And from then on, I didn't have any trouble just calling him Dad all the time. We all lived together in the neighborhood for a couple of more years, mostly through junior high school.
And then they got divorced.
Every summer was great, but none of them ever came close to that first one. When one guy would move away, we never replaced him on the team with anyone else.
Kind of feel bad for the other guy that Smalls took the place of then. Like, he was replaceable, but we aren't.
It was weird that Benny had said Babe Ruth was like the Hercules of baseball. And the beast's name ended up being Hercules. None of us could ever figure out what that meant, but we were all amazed by it. I kept in touch with those guys over the years, and I found out that Yaya's parents shipped him off to military school. After the army, he became one of the pioneering developers of bungee jumping. Of course, we all know why. Bertram got really into the 60s, and no one ever saw him again.
Weird.
Timmy and Tommy became an architect and a contractor. They started out small, designing playground equipment and prefabricated tree houses. But they became multimillionaires when they invented mini malls.
Oh, so they're to blame.
Squints grew up and married Wendy Peppercorn.
They have 9 kids.
Good Lord.
They bought Vincent's drugstore, and they still own it to this day.
Well, and evidently they did. They didn't go to one aisle in the drugstore.
You know, as the great Hambino. De Nunes played AAA ball, but he never got to the majors. He owns his own business now, and he coaches
a little team
that his sons play on, called the Heaters.
This music just became very John Hughes-esque.
9 years old, in doggy years.
Which is what, 25?
I was the last one to move away.
Think so. 28.
But when I did, the Sandlot was still there. After Benny pickled the Beast, his reputation spread all over town. From then on, he was known as Benny the Jet Rodriguez. And the nickname stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Rodriguez? He's like the best in the world, isn't he? Isn't he? No?
What now?
Isn't he one of the best now?
Rodriguez?
Oh, you're thinking A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez. Not Benny the Jet Rodriguez, not a real person.
Although I think that A-Rod should adopt that name.
Now he's retired at this point.
Well, fine.
And there he goes! He's stealing home! They don't see him! I don't believe it! He's stealing home! He's stealing home, and they don't see him! I don't believe it! They don't see him! The bitch!
So let's say, for some reason, you had to move to a major city like New York or L.A., would you automatically become a Mets or a Dodgers fan, or would you just stick to being a Cards fan?
Oh, I would stick to my team.
Yeah. I believe that's the right answer in any situation.
And, oh, he's got to give a thumbs up to his buddy in the booth. Who did not burn that hat.
Yeah, still got the hat. That's good casting. That looks like that kid grown up.
With a weird mustache.
With a weird mustache.
Yeah. Really weird.
So, and
he looks like his stepdad.
That's weird.
How does that work?
Yeah, that doesn't work at all.
It's just,
It turns out Billy wasn't his stepdad.
Familiarity.
So that is The Sandlot. Jackson, did you enjoy the movie?
Yes, it was a good movie.
So how many times have you seen it now? Is this second viewing, or is this just the first time?
Yep. You've seen this movie before.
No, I haven't.
Let the man answer the question, Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin.
Uh-oh.
You ever want to be on this show again?
Yeah, it's fun.
Which one of us?
Right.
I feel like we're both in trouble.
Well, somebody who's not in trouble is our listeners, because they're going to get to enjoy a song here for the closing credits, and it comes courtesy of Daphne and the Mystery Machines. It's a Scooby-Doo reference, and the song is called Killin' Me Smalls. So here it is, here on Drunk at the Movies.
Thank you.
thought you were going to say Killing Me Softly, and then in my mind I got Killing Me Smoftly, and that's just a song that's playing in my head. It doesn't even exist.
It's not a real thing, I know. Steph. The beer is affecting you.
The beer is talking.
Well, thanks again to Dropkick Murphys and Daphne and the Mystery Machines. Be sure to check out their music wherever you enjoy music. And Jackson, thanks for drinking some root beer with us.
Thanks for joining us.
And talking baseball. Do you have any closing words? Anything you'd like to promote?
I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Bye.
All right. Well,
couldn't have said it better myself.
There we go. So until next time, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy The Sandlot, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.